Welcome to this week's Future Toolbox podcast. We explore the Z to A of life skills, where each letter stands for a topic and essential tool to help you get ahead in life. Meet Jules and Mark, creators of the multi-award-winning Future Toolbox, and enjoy their straightforward approach to creating growth mindsets that help people turn their dreams into realities. Whether you're a teen in education, a parent, a teacher, or part of a community group, start creating positive habits from today.
Hello and welcome to the latest podcast from the award-winning Future Toolbox with Jules and Mark. And our latest episode from the Z to A of life skills is the letter I for intentions.
Yes, and Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year to our listeners and everybody out there. It's 2023.
Woo! Yes.
But we're super excited because the first podcast of the year and we have Lex back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome and a very special Happy New Year to you too.
Yes. Happy New Year to you too, both of you. And thank you for having me again.
I know. Cliche question. Did you have a nice Christmas?
I did actually. I had a very nice Christmas.
Yes, so it's New Year, new me. How many people say that? But it is that time of year where people are setting resolutions, New Year's resolutions. They're going to try something or give something up. And I wonder how many people have already broken their New Year's resolutions. So why do you think it might be better to set a New Year's intention as opposed to a resolution?
Well, if you think about New Year's resolutions, it's something that we all set. But isn't it really funny how we wait till one day of the year to change?
Yep. That's what I say, New Year, New Me. Yeah. It's like everything's going to change on that one day.
And it's crazy because I think we can change at any point in the year. Why do we wait till January the 1st to go, right, here's a New Year's resolution, this is what I'm going to do for the year. But what lots of people don't think about is why. Why are you doing that? Yeah, okay, we can set all these resolutions. Think about all the popular ones. I know that you were thinking about them. You said the other day, Mark.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, New Year's resolutions, the most popular ones are, I'm going to eat healthier, I'm going to go on a diet. That's popular. One of the famous ones, isn't it? And I guess a lot of people get attached to this fact of, oh, I've just eaten a box of Quality Street, followed by the box of Celebrations.
Nice.
I've eaten one of those already.
Followed by a big bar of Toblerone.
I want chocolate now. You know my love of chocolate. But people say things like that, don't they? Right, I've eaten all that rubbish over Christmas and I've drank too much, I've eaten too much and whatever. Now I'm going to start New Year, New Me.
Yeah, that's it. That's a massive one, isn't it? Lose weight. But when we look at the resolution, it's the whys behind it. You know, the outcome, like why? So I want to lose weight. Well, why? Well, I want to be slimmer. But why?
Why?
It's always, you've got to know the why behind something. Otherwise, it doesn't drive us. If we just kind of go, I want to lose weight, it's really easy to break that because we can't hold to something we don't know the reason behind it.
I think that's very true because I think a lot of the reason why people don't stick to their New Year's resolutions because the why isn't strong enough.
Yeah, definitely.
They possibly haven't really thought it through. You know, you might want to eat healthier, but why do you want to do that? Is it because you want to be more active? Is there a particular goal? Do you want to be able to do a couch to 5K? And eating healthier would obviously help you achieve that goal.
Another reason why people fail as well is because they set goals that other people expect.
That's really true, yeah.
That's a hard one because if the goal is because it's somebody else is expecting you, then your why is even less, surely.
Yeah, massively, because it's not driven by you, is it?
No.
Like, I want a new car, I want a bigger car. Why? Yeah, because everyone else has got one.
Because everybody else has got one.
My wife wants a bigger car.
Do I?
No.
Well, have you got that Jaguar ready for me then?
Happy New Year, Jules.
Oh, thank you. Best year ever.
Just to let you know, I haven't bought you a Jag, though. That wasn't my New Year's resolution. That's not a New Year's resolution anyway.
No.
On a serious note, though, popular New Year's resolutions. So we've got the diet, the eat healthier, being more active, joining the gym.
Oh, so many people join a gym.
Yes. My New Year's resolution is to go and give the gym company loads and loads of money and not go. There's loads of people do that. Mm-hmm. Another one as well on that note, quite ironically, is being better with money.
More save money.
I think the thing with better with your money, a great thing to do is to, on a weekly basis or daily basis, write down everything you spend and then you can see where you waste money. I think that's a really good tool.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. New Year's intention is to budget more.
See where you waste your money.
We've got some more here. So learning a new skill is another popular one that people say. Reading more books.
I remember setting that one a couple of years ago, and they're still on the shelf.
Shelf development is called that, not self-development.
Not elf on a shelf.
Elf on a shelf. Book on a shelf. Drinking more water and drinking less alcohol are another two popular ones. Yeah. And then probably one of the ones that's most oversaid is I'm going to quit smoking. I've never smoked in my life, so I've never ever said that.
Oh,
one,
there might be a new one. Quit vaping.
Or
dare you say it, some people say, I'm going to quit smoking and start vaping.
Replacing
one bad habit with one that people see as a lesser one. Lesser evil, I suppose. But there are a lot of popular New Year's resolutions. But did you actually know that over 80% of New Year's resolutions fail?
So how many people do you speak to? You set them and then throughout January, it's, oh yeah, well yeah, I've scrapped that. I haven't done that. It's,
Do you know, and that's that thing, isn't it? And this is something I quite often say to people, that if they want to try something new and stay at it, sometimes what will happen is, if they want to, we've looked at one there, read more, they haven't read for that day, so they think, that's it, I've failed, because they didn't do it that day, and then they'll stop completely. Whereas I say to people, do you know, it's okay to fall off the wagon for a day. Just get back on. Get back on it the next day and start again.
I'm going to hold my hands up now and say about one of my New Year's resolutions when I was at school.
Oh yeah.
My New Year's resolution was, I'm going to do my homework this year. But then, of course, you set the New Year's resolution on New Year's Eve, because I think my mum said, OK, what's your New Year's resolution going to be? So, of course, I'm setting the New Year's resolution because I feel like I have to. And then you wake up on New Year's Day. Well, you're not going to do your homework on New Year's Day. You're not at school, are you?
You're not at the same
It's like, well, it's the 1st of January. I'm not doing my homework today. It's New Year's Day. It's a bank holiday. This is my day off. And then you get up on the 2nd of January. And, of course, you're still not at school by this point, are you? So I'm not doing my homework on the 2nd of January. By the time I start going to school, it's, what's the point?
I think as well, it's one of those things, isn't it, Lex, where I think you were saying earlier, it's not just about the why, it's that understanding that to have that resolution or that intention, you're going to have to work at it. You're going to have to stick at it. So that why and that reason behind and that planning of how you're going to do it is quite essential, isn't it?
Yeah, like that's what I think when it comes to sort of resolutions, there's loads of different ways to break it down to be able to achieve it. That's why you can't just think, well, I want this and I'm going to go for it. It's actually, no. As we keep saying, what's the reasoning behind it? Yeah, why are you doing it? Also, how are you going to do it? Is there any limited beliefs behind it? There's lots of different ways that can hold us back from achieving it or moving us forward.
Yeah, and there are different reasons for why people don't actually stick to their resolutions, because sometimes it doesn't actually align with their own values anyway. So how are you going to stick to it?
Well, doing my homework never aligned with my values.
There you go.
Actually, again, joking aside, I didn't like doing my homework. You didn't like doing your homework.
No.
I didn't like doing it, and I didn't really see the point in doing it. I was learning stuff that I didn't really want to learn at school. So the actual why wasn't really there. I didn't understand why I was doing it. I guess the idea of achieving a GCSE qualification didn't really float my boat at that point. I was probably not even a teenager. It's probably 11 or 12 years old.
Well, that's understandable then, really, because that resolution to start doing your homework and thinking about your GCSEs, because when you are that age, doing those GCSEs in 3 or 4 years' time is, seems such a long time in the future, doesn't it? And too hard for you to achieve.
So now we're going to get put on the spot. Because we're talking to parents and we're talking to teens on this podcast. And they're going to go, well, that's all right, because Mark didn't do his homework, so I don't need to do mine now. And my GCSEs are miles off and I don't believe in them either. And they don't align with my values. So now we've got to talk to these people to work out how to get them to do the things that they don't want to do as well.
Is this where the idea that we're talking about, instead of creating the resolution, is to look at your intention over the next 12 months? What is that going to be? Because that could be a stronger driving force for you to achieve what you want.
That's very true, because now we've got to work out a way of how to do the things that we don't want to do, but we know we have to do. So the homework, for instance, we have to do it, but we don't want to do it. So how do we do that?
Yeah, so I was thinking that. It was like, because there are stuff that we have to do in life, you know. So as you were talking about homework, I was sort of thinking, well, we do have to do those. So maybe another way that you can think about it is reframing it. Because sometimes we can think, oh, homework straight away puts us in that mindset of like, oh God, that dread, that procrastination, yes, don't want to do it. So actually, how can we reframe that so it doesn't, we're not thinking of it as homework.
As homework or as a negative.
Yes.
Isn't it, really? And one of the ways that you could reframe it is instead of thinking, oh, I'm not going to do that, how can I get myself more time to be able to do my homework instead of the procrastinating?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time fighting the system, don't we? So if we're fighting the system of procrastinate. So your New Year's intention is going to be the opposite to procrastination. Yeah. So what is the opposite to procrastination?
Motivation.
And it could be your intention is to become more time efficient. So instead of wasting your time procrastinating, like we said, giving yourself more time. And therefore, actually doing the homework isn't the bind you think it is.
Yeah.
Wow, I love that. We've just solved it.
There you go.
We've solved the education crisis. Just like that.
Yeah, that's brilliant. We've talked about reframing, but it's also about the language, isn't it, Lex?
Yeah, most definitely. And lots of people don't really think about the language that we use. But obviously, we have the positive language, we have the negative language. And a lot of the time, we don't think about those and we're just programmed on the normal stuff. So, for example, diet. Oh, I must go on a diet or I've got to quit smoking. We don't generally think anything about those words because they're the norm. Well, actually, if you think about diet, you know, that in itself is, well, it's quite soul-destroying when you sort of think, well, diet, yeah?
It means you've got to give up something.
Exactly.
And then your mindset goes on the negative, doesn't it?
Yeah, I can't have this, I can't have that.
Well, that's true, because as soon as you say, I'm on a diet, what happens? You're hungry, because you're straight away thinking, well, I can't have that, but I want it.
Yeah, and diet, again, salad. You know, people jump to diet salad and you're like, my God, it's nothing about that. So straight away, we can look at like language to swap that to go, oh, I must go on a diet to even saying I want to lose weight. Again, when you think about the word lose, we're losing something. Yeah. So like a lot of the time we'll be
psychologically
frightened.
It's a negative, isn't
it? Yes. Who wants to lose anything?
Whereas who wants to be a loser?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any of those things, and though consciously we won't be thinking about this, subconsciously this is all kicking in the background. So we'd be swapping those things to I want to be healthier.
Yeah, that's true. So it is looking at what your intentions are, what do you want to do, and what are the words that can help you stay on track with it. For example, like you're saying, negative. What about people who say, right, I'm going to quit smoking? And it's such a big one. It's one of the biggest ones that people fail quickly, isn't it?
Well, and if you think about language again, think of the word quit. That is such a negative word, quit. You know, when we think, oh, I've quit something, generally means, I've given up, failure. Yeah, so it's really hard to go for something that you're trying to quit on.
Yeah, because immediately you're on the back foot on it. So what sort of language for somebody who wants to give up something, not necessarily smoking, it could be drink less alcohol, not as much.
So I think for me, it is again, go back to the why. Mm. Why are you doing this? Yeah, so why do you want to quit smoking? It might be that you want to feel healthier. Yeah, lots of people just go, well, actually, I want to be able to breathe better. Yeah, so even if it is that, well, actually, forget about the quit smoking. Your intention is, I want to be able to breathe easier or I want to be healthier.
That's a really good assessment. And I guess this time of year, January, our running club, Northampton Row Runners, we see loads and loads of people come and join us because they want to get fit, they want to get active, they want to get back on the running wagon again or start as a complete beginner. But the whole feeling associated with that is massive. So they come to join us because there's like-minded people. Because there's like-minded people, then they get a buzz of the social encouragement and they start progressing with other people around them. So the intention isn't necessarily, I'm going to lose weight. The intention is, I'm going to get active, I'm going to feel good, I'm going to be around like-minded people, I'm going to achieve my goals. So it's about the social inclusion and camaraderie that is around you. That intention it now becomes massive and it aligns with your goals.
Yeah, it does. And I also know that many a time that you've come home and told me about people that have joined the club over the last few years and unintentionally have actually given up smoking. They didn't join the club to give up smoking. They joined the club because they wanted to become a little bit healthier. But by doing that, realised that the smoking wasn't really helping them. So they've managed to stop doing it. So it's a big win-win, isn't it?
There you go. Come and join our running club. There's your New Year's intention. Join Northampton Road Runners. But back to the topic, which is I is for intentions. We've got to ask before we finish, what are your intentions?
That's a good one. I think for me, I'm going to go for grounded. I want to be more grounded.
All right.
Yeah, because just lately, I feel, what's this lately? I think for however many months this year, I'll say this year, God, it's 2023 now, isn't it?
But last year, yes.
Mine was, I just felt like my head was in the cloud a lot of the time. Yeah. Like I wasn't on the floor. I wasn't very grounded. I wasn't in the moment. And when you're not in the moment, you're not appreciating what you've got in front of you. You're not taking everything in. So I'd kind of walk away from something, not really remembering it because my head was elsewhere.
Yeah.
So this year, yes, I definitely want to be more grounded, more in the moment.
God, that sounds a really good one. For me, I like the word persistent. So we're talking about intentions, but sometimes you can just attach a word to your intention. And yeah, and mine is to be persistent. I have lots of ideas, lots of things that I want to achieve or materialize over the next 12 months. But for me to make them happen, I have to be persistent. So I can't do the procrastination. I can't just think, oh, I'll leave that till next week. I need to be more time efficient and persistent in making sure these things happen for me to achieve the intentions that I want over the next 12 months. So yeah, persistency for me.
That's a good one.
Yeah. What about you, Mark?
Yes, mine rhymes with that. It's consistent.
See, so we're a good team.
We are a good team, persistent and consistent. Yeah, I've loved learning Spanish this year and I picked up that little app on my phone called Duolingo. And I remember sitting there in the summer thinking, do you know what? I faff around on social media sometimes. And I still do that. I'm not going to lie. I still faff around on social media. But I spend some of that time more productively now by going on to Duolingo and learning a few Spanish phrases and a few Spanish words.
Yeah, that's very true. I do see him consistently every day. He goes on there and I can hear him practicing his Spanish. So yeah, well done.
I hit my 200-day streak, Boxing Day as well. Woohoo! I love my streaks and stats, don't I?
To all you lovely listeners out there, in terms of your intentions, have you got a word that you can think of how you want your behaviour to be for over the next 12 months? So Lex, grounded. I think that's fantastic. I think that's wonderful. And there's so many of us, like you say, you've got your head in the clouds and you're doing all this. You miss some of the really important stuff. So that's a fantastic word. And consistent and persistent are ones. But yeah, listeners, what words are you going
to
use?
So yes, listeners, send in your words to us. We would love that. But Lex, thank you so much for coming on the show again today. We'd love that. Any final messages for the Z2Aers out there that are listening to us?
Ah, I was just thinking, actually, as going right back to the beginning, saying about resolutions, how we set resolutions. And it's just been so lovely just doing this podcast to go, actually, look back at the three things that we've come out with now. So we know that resolutions, you said 80% of people, they don't work for.
No.
So listeners, think about that. Is that actually forget the resolutions and take on the three things that we've just spoke about. So your intentions, your reframing and your language.
Yeah.
So think about those things and it'd be really interesting moving forward how easier you find those than the New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, and just to reiterate that language is key to change any negative language terms of your intentions into something positive. And you'll soon find how easier it is to keep on with something, can't you?
I'm going to leave you with my last New Year's resolution I ever set.
What's that?
My last New Year's resolution was never set a New Year's resolution again. And I've stuck to it. So on that note, hopefully today we've helped you set some positive intentions. Listen out for next week where we'll be doing G is for goals and looking at how to set and achieve some exciting goals for the new year. We are Mark and Jules and thanks to Lex for coming along and joining us again. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Lex.
So where can you find us? You can find us on our website, which is futuretoolbox.co.uk. We're also on social media. You can go to Facebook, Instagram or TikTok.
TikTok.
And you can go to our YouTube channel, which is at Future Toolbox. And we look forward to seeing you next week for G is for Goals.
So yeah, bye for now and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for the Z2A of Life Skills with Jules and Mark of the Future Toolbox. Don't forget to head over to their website, which is futuretoolbox.co.uk, where you can find lots of free resources, plus a host of books in the store, as well as subscribing to the membership site. Follow Future Toolbox Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Future Toolbox, and subscribe to their YouTube channel too.